Yes, I'm going to take a more enthusiastic view on the PSI proposal. I represent 39 submitters, mostly academics, from the open energy modelling community, and our submission has broad support through our community. What is open energy system modelling? We build models, numerical models of the future energy system for Europe, and look at how that system might be and how it might behave and what its characteristics are. This is vitally important. We're under a revolution at the moment in the energy sector, a technological revolution, a need to decarbonize the system to zero emissions by 2050, and a data revolution. We're particularly concerned we can get access to public data, but if it doesn't carry an open license or a public domain dedication, we simply cannot use it. This is a very important point, and I want to underscore that and draw it to the attention of the other people present, that publishing your data on a website is completely insufficient for our purposes. It has to have a Creative Commons buy or buy share alike or public domain dedication for it to be usable. If this information isn't available, crowdsourcing is filling the vacuum, and you will be quite surprised to know how much energy system data within Europe is actually being crowdsourced by OpenStreetMap and by specialist projects trying to re-engineer the grid. And I just would like to say that those who have concerns about security and terrorism in this area should note that this information will be available in some form or other, and that dealing with it sensibly is what's needed. Our community is highly reliant on our privately held data of public interest, and this comes through the electricity market, transmission operators, and so forth. We have, as a community, we're starting to build a downstream data ecosystem in this arena. And to the best of my knowledge, we are trailblazing in this area. There is no other area which spans applied science and public policy and is so desperate to use this public sector information than our particular community. So I'd like to bring up two specific interests that I'd like the Commission to traverse. The first one is the threshold for copyrightability. We believe our analysis suggests that a lot of the data that has been provided on transparency, on the NSOE transparency platform, does not meet the threshold for copyrightability. It is read off, it is metered data, it is read off algorithms for clearing markets and so forth, and it has absolutely no shred of creativity associated with it. And it should be out there under a public domain dedication. The other question, which is a very unusual question, is we don't actually believe that the machine processing of data that we obtain from a website, such as the transparency platform, without an open license is actually lawful. We don't believe that, we believe that's a breach of copyright. In the same way that that source code that is downloaded from GitHub without a license cannot be used. And although my comments about data are speculative, my comments about source code are absolutely clear. Our submission contains references to the fact that source code without an open license or a public domain dedication cannot be used. And we believe that the Commission needs to traverse this issue for data. I'd just like to talk briefly. We have very fruitful negotiations with NSOE on their transparency platform for the electricity sector, but we still need to resolve the licensing issue. And this concept should be extended to other sectors within the energy area, gas, heat, and so forth. I just want to finish up by talking about the importance of open data to public policy making, and the fact that experts at the moment are have a deficit of trust with the public, and that one of the ways of addressing that is to actually use genuinely open data and start doing genuinely open public policy analysis as a future model. Okay, and to finish up, I just want to underscore what I said at the outset, that publishing data without an open license is not open data. One correction following the original recording in Brussels. I stated in my delivery that data from the NSOE transparency platform could not be lawfully machine processed. This was a bad example because in this case data from the NSOE transparency platform can be lawfully machine processed because the platform itself is mandated under European Commission Regulation 543/2013. Notwithstanding, the general point I was making was that the machine processing of data downloaded from an arbitrary website that lacks an open license or public domain dedication may very well breach copyright. This issue is covered in paragraph 39 of our written submission, together with additional background and pointers to the literature.